Is there a natural insect repellent? That's next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moment host, Ian Taylor.
One interesting way in which to help young people gain an appreciation of God's creation is to ask them to solve certain problems which the Creator himself had to solve. Let's use the example of seeds. Plants need seeds to produce the next generation. But what about all the insects which feed upon the seeds? As Creator, one could decide that insects will not eat seeds. But what will insects eat? Can we get rid of the insects? If we do, what will we create to do all the important jobs that insects perform in the ecology? The conclusion must be that we need insects and they need something to eat. But how do we design seeds so that both the plant and the insects can benefit? Left to their own to work out this problem, perhaps in a small groups, two popular solutions are likely to emerge. A plant can be designed to make so many seeds that insects could not possibly eat them all, or some plants could be designed which produce seeds which have a natural insect repellent. And both of these solutions to the problem are commonly found among seeds. Studies have shown that plants which produce so many seeds that insects could not possibly eat them all generally do not produce seeds which are poisonous to insects. But plants which produce fewer and larger seeds often produce seeds laced with natural insect repellent. As a result, insects get to eat and plants are allowed to produce the next generation.
To get a complete set of transcripts from Creation Moments programs, ask about the book Letting God Create Your Day when you visit us online at creationmoments.com or give us a call at 1-800-42-BIBLE and join us again for another Creation Moment, proclaiming evidence of God's truth.